Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my account that's not supposed to be there. I didn't.
Okay, let's take a look into that. Can you provide me your zip code?
08021.
You said 08021.
Yeah.
What is that first and last name?
Jerome McIntosh.
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
1800 Laurel Road, number 417.
All right. So what I see here, this started on April the 8th. You ordered the Focus Watch and Focus Pods with the warranty for $597 and $1894. The reason you see the charges of $69.97 and $64.97 is listed in the terms and conditions. If you agree to pay shipping and handling, you're also agreeing to do our 14-day trial. Now, what the 14-day trial consists of is 4 to 5 days for the product to be shipped, 9 to 10 days for the product to be tested. If you are unable to call in to let us know if you want to keep the products or not, we assume that you do, so then you are charged at retail price for them after the 14 days have ended. But luckily, that's the last charge coming out of your account.
No, I called last week, and we canceled it. We canceled the whole thing.
You called last week? Do you remember what day?
Not exactly, no. But I called last week. We canceled it. I canceled the whole thing. And the girl told me that there would be a $9 restock fee or whatever. I mailed it back to you.
Customer called. No charges as last. And terms and conditions, customer wanted to cancel and return. Okay, so I do see that you called and you said you've returned it. Do you have the tracking number?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, it's a UPS tracking number. It's 127 F as in Frank 93 F as in Frank 2428 366 9326.
You said UPS?
Yep.
So just to make sure I got it correct, you said 127 F as in Frank 93 F as in Frank 24283669326.
Yes.
Okay, so I've placed this in the UPS tracking, and it says that the tracking number you enter is not valid.
That's the number it says on my receipt.
Did she give you a cancellation code?
No.
Okay,
no, she didn't say about cancellation code.
Okay, so I do see that she issued you your 50% on that $69.97.
Yeah, but then I got another $59 on my bank account today.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and issue that 50% for that $64.97 as well. 50% is the most that I can do, because with the tracking number you've provided me, the UPS website states that that tracking number is not valid. So the most that I can do is 50% until we do have proof that the product was returned. So you just...
I have to look this up myself then, because something's not right. Because I sent it. You guys keep taking money out of my account, and this ain't right. That's the second time you took out $60 out. You took it out. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay,
so like I've stated before, the most that I can do is just to do a 50%. My best bet to tell you is to contact your local UPS and make sure that they gave you the correct tracking number. Because I've even tried to do the USPS as well. And USPS don't have letters in their tracking numbers.
No, it's UPS. That's
64.97. So the most that I can give you back is 32.49.
Well, I'll get this straightened out and I'll call you back.
All righty. So that 32.49 should be back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
I shouldn't be taken out in the first place. All right.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.